Welcome to another episode of Sword Suits and Sabers for October 8th, 2019. Tonight, I review the Child's Play 2019 movie. Let's get into it.
Adventure.
I'm Batman.
Excitement.
War is easier than daughters.
Jedi craves not these things.
This town needs an enema.
May the Force be with you.
It's a trap!
Let's see where I have to get with this one. I don't know where to start. I think I ruined myself by looking at online photos and trailers. I should have just kept in the dark and not looked at anything, because I think it ruined me. I mean, it was still creepy, like, because it's all technology. Like, the buddy doll walks around. He's like a pretty much a little toy robot, if you want to say that. Like a power core, batteries, everything. He just walks around with you wherever you go. Because he's your buddy. Till the end. Which is creepy. So creepy. I mean, yeah. Wow. That movie was cool. Like, it had aspects from the 80s. Like, the only thing is, like, they only kept, like, the Andy and I think his mom, which I don't know if they ever said her name. If they did, I missed it, and I kind of really don't care about her. It's pretty much about Andy and only Andy. It should be that way. Back in the 80s version, 1988 one, it was voodoo. Like, he was getting shot up by the cops, and he needed to survive, so he used voodoo to get into a good guy doll and to prolong his life. And then the only way to get out of it is to go into Andy, which this one, he really doesn't give a shit about that. He just wants to kill, and he wants Andy as his buddy, like, forever and ever and ever and ever. And he just goes around murdering everybody else that is trying to get in the way of him and Andy being together till the end. I mean, it's cool. This one takes place more so with Andy and a group of his friends that he meets through, like, I don't know. I was paying attention to the movie, but I wasn't, which kind of sucks, because the movie was cool, but there was just, I don't know, plot holes, and why was his name Chucky, and yeah, because Andy names him, and he's like, how about Chucky, Chucky, and he was like, no, I want this name, he's like, how about Chucky, Chucky's a good name. He's 13 instead of being 6, like the original, with just him and his mom, dealing with Chucky and with the cop, trying to figure out if Andy's actually just a psychotic little kid killing people. And this one, he befriends the cop next door, which is technically kind of ish, like his mom is down the hall, the cop's mom, and he befriends the cop, and long story short, the cop thinks he did it after a while, because mom's boyfriend winds up dead, like their cat winds up dead, because the cat scratched Andy, and Buddy freaks out, and is like, he hurt you, I'm protecting my friend, and it just goes downhill from there. Like, it's bloodier than the original. Like, a lot of body count deaths. A lot. It's cool. It's nostalgia for me, kind of. Like, the voice acting for Mark Hamill was eerie. I'm used to seeing him as Luke Skywalker in the Joker from the 80s cartoon of Batman. And, like, other little voice acting bits, but him being Chucky, that was so creepy. Because the ending, he's singing the My Buddy song, and it's just totally creepy. Like, still gives me creeps. But Brad Dourif, he's still the iconic Chucky. He's got the laugh. You freak out every time you hear it. Like, you're looking behind your back, trying to find out if Chucky's behind there. Like, corner, peeking around. Once you hear Brad Dourif's laugh, you're just like, you know, nope, no bueno. No bueno here, man. But the movie's got its ups and downs. It's worth a rent. I rented it. I mean, everybody's hacking on all the remakes and everything that they're doing, which, yeah, they should quit with the remakes, but not every person from 2019 and late earlier is going to be like, oh, let's go rent Child's Play, the original. I mean, I will, because I'll watch them. I don't give a crap. I love the originals. I mean, it's a different era where they just start remaking everything. Look at Ghostbusters. They remade that into all-female cast. My son loves it. And I'll go see the new one, which is taking place after the third movie. Or, well, later in the series anyways. But it has its ups and downs. Like, the mom, like, that's the only aspect of the movies that is the same, is Andy and his mom and Chucky. Like, in the apartment, where they pretty much, everything happens, which is weird. That was the original too, but they also went on little adventures trying to find everybody and kill them all, which Andy didn't know about. And then Andy was like, yeah, it's Charles Lee Ray. And nobody believes him until the mom finds the doll with no batteries. And then she's like, talk, you little bastard, or you're going in the fire. Then he freaks out and tries to kill the mom. But, like, it starts in Vietnam with the programmer for the chips. He's getting browbeat by his boss, and he's had enough, and he just takes all the, like, precautionary stuff off. Like, do not kill, do not curse, everything. He takes it all off, and Chucky just goes haywire. Which, he's kind of broken anyways, because of the, I don't know. It's worth rent. I give it a 5 out of 10, but that's just me. Someone else might actually check it out and be like, this is awesome. Like, my fiance, she was like, I can't stand this one. Which, she's actually going to be starting here soon as co-host. So I'll have her banter with me. Instead of you just hearing my voice, you'll at least have two. But she didn't really like it that much. Because she grew up on the originals and loved them. And I can't blame her. Because this one kind of, it was cool and awesome, but it was kind of lackluster. Like, it broke the box office and made its money back, which is kind of cool because the ending left it open. No spoilers there. You already knew that one was going to happen. Like, it grossed pull it up here real fast. I had it pulled up, and then this is actually a second recording. The first recording screwed up, and a bunch of stuff got, like, peed out, and it was just, like, totally screwed. The movie grossed $29.2 million in the U.S. and Canada, and $14.2 million in other territories for a worldwide total of $43.5 million against a production budget of $10 million. So, looks like we'll be getting a Child's Play 2. But that's just me. Rotten Tomatoes. The film holds an approval rating of 64% based on 161 reviews, with an average rating of 5.8 out of 10. The site's critic consensus reads, Child's Play updates an 80s horror icon for the Internet of Things era, with predictably gruesome and generally entertaining results. Which, yeah, I mean, it is. It's an entertaining movie if you're going in it with just, like, the mindset of it's a slasher film. Like, they could have named it something else, like Buddy, or a knockoff of Child's Play something, instead of doing the Child's Play moniker. I mean, I don't know. It fell short for me on the whole aspect of it being a Child's Play movie. Because the kid's 13, not 6. Like, why are you going to get a 13-year-old a toy like that? That's just weird. He's also hearing impaired, which I'm not bashing on that. Don't come at me with hate mail for that stuff. But, I mean, if you're going to have a kid that's playing a hearing impaired person, like, they should, I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm going to get hate mail for that one. My bad, guys. I don't know. I mean, I'm glad to see Orion's Pictures is doing more stuff, like coming back out. But I don't know. It's just an updated Child's Play movie for art, for the internet tech era. That's all it is. It's a cash grab, pretty much, what I'm figuring. I mean, the story is cool. I'll have to watch it again just to refresh my memory. I watched it over the weekend. I mean, I don't know. It's a good movie. If you just want to just pop in a film and check it out. Like, it's nothing. I'm glad I didn't go see it in theaters. I would have been totally let down, to be honest. I would have been. I'd have been pissed. I would have walked out, to be honest. Oh, that's pretty much my review. Short, sweet, kind of ish to the point that it kind of felt like a cash grab and lackluster. But hey, that's just me. I mean, someone else could be like, yeah, this movie's awesome. Which, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to leave you with the Buddy song. Have fun, you guys. This is Sword Suits and Sabers signing off. Ooh, here it is.
My buddy until the end, more than a buddy, you're my best friend. I love you more than you will ever know. I will never let you go. until the end. More than just buddies, we are best friends. Don't ever leave me, please don't say goodbye. I'll be yours till the day that I die.
See, I told you it was creepy. This is Sword, Suits, and Sabre signing off. Take care, guys. Oh, and remember,
the Force will be with you. Always.
They blew you away on America's.
They are coming.
Farewell.
The White Wizard approaches.
I pray for you.